Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own Seller Dashboard Daddy, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Buyers love bargains and sellers love sales. So best offers can be a win-win for both parties. And here now, with his professional advice, how best to use best offer, is Brian Goodman. He's the author of Everything is Negotiable and the co-star of Spike's TV's Thrift Hunters. And he's known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Bigfoot. Brian, you recommend that sellers use eBay's best offer feature whenever possible. Why do you recommend that?
I recommend it because it's a way to get some sort of interaction with customers. That's one of the unique things that eBay has over other selling venues, is that opportunity to engage a buyer or a seller, actually, and that can oftentimes lead to making a sale.
So how do you know when to accept, decline, or counter an offer?
Well, that's really a very good question, because it's kind of a tricky thing, and it sometimes keeps people, sellers, from actually using the feature on eBay. I think it's a marvelous feature. The way that you want to accept right away, if you're selling something for $100 and somebody's offering you $95, it's probably a pretty clear indication you should just take the deal. It's not they're not asking for a huge discount, and why make them wait or sweat or anything? But on the other hand, if you have a $100 item and they're offering you $10, sometimes the natural inclination for sellers is to decline. Some sellers even get crazy and want to block the potential buyer. I think the best thing when somebody makes an outrageous offer is to be a little outrageous back to them. Oftentimes in those situations, if somebody offers me 10 on a $100 item, I'll come back and say, and I'll take $10 off, and I'll counter at $90, but I'll send a message and I'll say, I'll be happy to take $10 off the item, which is, I'm sure, what you meant to offer.
Yeah, right.
And so you sort of play with them a little bit, and a lot of times that may just make them go away if they're really not a player, so to speak. But if they do have sincere interest in your product, then maybe they can step up their game a little bit and make a more reasonable offer.
Brian, do you ever use best offer as a buyer when you see something you want on eBay?
All the time. And it's funny you mentioned that. Just this weekend, I was looking for a shirt for myself, and I put in my size, and it was a random type of thing. I was looking for a certain type of character, and I just scrolled through, and I found something that was like a little over $20 that had the best offer feature on it. So I offered $7. I knew that was a little low. I was hoping to meet, like $10 or $12 or so. And the next morning I woke up, and the counter offer was like $17, but that wasn't what was astounding. What sort of made me chuckle was the message attached to it. It said, "Hey, Brian, come on, pony up another $10. I've learned a lot from you guys."
Yeah.
And this was a random thing.
It was totally random. It was nobody that I knew, whatever. Just a random search. And so I sometimes forget, because I do get recognized from time to time, but I sometimes forget that people know who I am. So it was just kind of a funny thing. But
it's pretty funny.
Best offer. It's a great tool to try to get some merchandise. And one hint I'll give you is, think about times to make best offers on things. Like right around this time of the month is a very good time to make offers, because you sometimes have sellers who have bills to pay, their mortgage, whatever, and they'll sometimes take lower offers than usual when they need to come up with some money. And this can be a very, very lucrative time to do some buying at the end of the month.
So I bought a bunch of stuff at an estate sale, or somebody bought it and gave it, and I bought it from them, a whole lot of stuff. And it's mostly rhinestone jewelry, older rhinestone jewelry. So, by the way, Griff, I started listing again. So I listed 4 things yesterday, which is big for me. If I could do that every day, and I think I can with this jewelry, we have the box set up.
No.
So I did not put make an offer on it. and I guess I should go back. So I can go back as long as it's not auction. It's buy it now.
Rightly, as long as it's not an auction, you can do best offer feature, and you can sometimes get some people who, you know, might only offer you a few dollars less than what you want. It may be worthwhile doing it for a lot of reasons.
Absolutely, a few dollars, sure.
I've always, there's an ongoing discussion about, well, I was so insulted. He only offered me $10 for a $100 item. I blocked him. And I'm indignant.
And I'm hiring a hit person.
And I wrote him an email that said, "Good day, sir." And I'm thinking, they offered you $10. What's the big deal?
Just say no.
Well, hey, there are days when I might have something that I just want to get rid of. And someone says, "I'll give you $10 for it." And I'll say, "Sold." You know, you don't ask, you don't get. I don't see the insult. But
no,
that's me.
I don't either.
You've written a book about it, Brian. And Griff, you used to be in the antique and collectible business.
That's right.
You guys know about negotiating, but a lot of people do not understand the art of negotiation.
No, they don't. I know.
It can be fun. Don't you think so, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. It could be a lot of fun to do. I was just negotiating yesterday for a new car. And I have a little bit of insider knowledge, having been in the car business for many years. So it was fun seeing tricks played on me that I know they shouldn't do. So
you should hand them a copy of your book and autograph it in front of them as you hand it to them.
That'd be fun.
But after I make a deal, not before.
So why do you think some sellers are reluctant to use the best offer feature?
Yeah.
Why?
I think a lot of people feel that if they're listing something for, $10, they want the $10. They don't want to give anybody the opportunity to get a lower price. But what they fail to realize is, as a seller, even by adding best offer, the seller still controls the sale. A buyer can make offers. They're limited on eBay as to how many offers you can make on an item. It's three times you can make an offer. But the seller can set it up so that there's a threshold that it's automatically declined. I don't do that. I prefer to get all the offers because at least it gives me an indication of who's interested in it and, who my potential customer is and so forth.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great way to add some activity to your listings, and you still can say no. Even if somebody comes, to $99 on a $100 item, you can still say no to it. You don't have to agree to it. And it just is, I think it's good. I think activity on an item adds a lot of potential to having it seen more. So best offers are a great feature.
So do you have any special tips for getting those sellers to use it more often? I mean, if you're talking to a seller who says, no, I don't want to use it, well, how do you convince them?
Well, I tell them it gives you an opportunity, especially now with so many people using mobile apps to both make offers and to accept offers. It gives you the opportunity to have some more sales when you wouldn't normally have them. Sometimes you have a similar item to somebody else, and they have best offer, and you don't. They may just go and buy it for just a few dollars less. You never know. And it doesn't cost you anything. All it does is it adds a button to your listing where the person can make an offer. The one thing I do caution you as a seller, when you're accepting an offer or countering on the mobile app, eBay makes it so that the accept offer button comes up right away. You need to scroll a little bit to get to the make a counter offer. So
yeah.
It can be a little tricky, but you still have control. And that's what I want to stress to sellers. You have control over your merchandise. You don't have to accept it. You can accept an offer. It's great when you have free shipping, because maybe you'll accept an offer on an item that would cost more to ship from one coast to the other, you might decline that offer and accept a lower offer from somebody that lives close by that would cost you less to ship to. So there's a lot of nuances and things that you can use this for to add some sales. And remember, it's the sales, it's the turn, it's all that stuff that you can do to keep making stuff. And like you said, Griff, you know, sometimes you'll accept the low offer just to get rid of something that you've had for a long time. And I've used that a lot, and you know, sometimes you wince a little bit, but you just take it and move on, and go on and buy something that you can sell at a better price.
I admit that I did this once, and it was several years ago, for a collectible item that I had put up that had sat there for a while with tons of watchers, and the reason why somebody finally made an offer. And I said, and it was pretty, and it wasn't $10 on 100, but it was low. And I said, you know what? It's yours. And I knew that what else I was doing was that all those watchers who were watching it then noticed if they checked, they said, oh, he sold it for so little. Maybe next time.
Yep, I agree.
Well, it's a good thing that I went back into my listings to put in best offer, guys, because I found a listing where I forgot the item specifics.
Oh, see, yeah.
You never know. I thought I had everything so perfect, Jess.
Well, no, we're not. You know, every couple of weeks I get somebody who emails me and points out a typo in my listings. And I'm always so glad. I feel I should pay them as a proofreader.
Well, I don't mind it a bit.
Oh, not at all.
No, in fact, I like to hear it. But to me, to find all the item specifics blank. I mean, my description is there and is beautiful, but not the item specifics. Hey, where can we get your book? Quick.
On eBay. You can get to it from BrianGoodman.com, BrianGoodman.com.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks, Brian. The segment was brought to you by Reply Manager, 888-723-4630. Why not call us in our next segment here on eBay Radio?
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks. Silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library.
The Vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to worthpoint.com.